I interviewed take 7. All right, this is 10 Cup Productions, and we're here to visit with Stephanie Davis about her latest productions. Howdy, Stephanie.
Good morning. We're down here in the bowels of Recluse International Records. Wanted to tell all the folks out there about my two new CDs coming out around April 1st.
What are they titled?
They're titled Western Bliss and Western Bling. Something for everyone.
I guess so. And can you tell us what's on?
Well, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Well, I've come close to that in my past. Carry on.
Western Bliss, collection of some of my favorite rare old interesting Western type songs, including one I wrote, a theme song for my upcoming radio show, which we'll tell you more about at another time. And Western Bling is a collection of a jazzier Western swing type songs and songs that have been given that treatment.
Bling and Bliss, it sounds like a series. Is there another one in there?
Well, we're hoping. There will be Western Brew if enough people will pony up and buy these first two so we can go record Western Brew, which will be a collection of Western honky-tonk music.
So you're pretty deeply in hock over this deal, then?
Yeah. Let's just say my banker is scratching his head on this.
A lot of bankers are scratching their heads these days.
I know there's a recession, but $15 is not going to kill you.
Tell us about the artwork. I understand you're kind of excited about that.
Well, artwork is worth the price of the CD right there, if I may say. The great, unbelievably great Montana painter Monty Dolak from Missoula was gracious enough to consent to let us use his paintings for the covers of these, and they're just unbelievable. Of course, he did this before he listened to the record, so he didn't know what he was stepping into. But
well, contracts are signed, so
yeah,
it's too late.
Yeah, that's right.
I notice you have the dogs at your feet. That's always a nice touch.
Always do. Got Ted Davis here on my right, Tilly Davis here on my left.
Quite a production we're running here down in the basement.
Oh yeah, we're a budget affair, folks. But
So you mentioned that most of the tunes on these two CDs are cover tunes. Is there a new original project in the pipeline?
That is also coming up, a collection of story songs, which I'm hard at work on the writing part of. So we're always doing something here. I want to talk about the musicians on this.
Funny you should bring that
project
up, because it was written right here before the...
Well, yeah, you're skating all over the place. I can't hang on to this interview.
Who's performing on the CDs?
Well, that would be me.
Okay.
No, we went down to Texas, the Fort Worth area, and recorded with the legendary guitarist Rich O'Brien, which the world needs to hear on this record especially. He's fantastic. Also, Reggie Roofer, an incredible fiddle player. He plays with Charlie Pride and many other luminaries. Let's see, Ronnie Ellis, world-class bass player, plays with the Texas Playboys. Brent Dacus, fantastic drummer. Billy English, fantastic drummer. He plays with Willie Nelson. Cindy Cashdollar did some fantastic steel playing on this.
You've got some hot shots, don't you?
Handpicked my favorite swing musicians, and they really had a ball and played their butts off on this thing.
Well, given all that information, it's just a matter of looking for these out, available, and you say April 1st?
We're shooting for it here at Recluse International, but we are a two-horse operation, as you know.
Yeah, and the horses are out right now.
But yes, and we're even going to go totally capitalistic. We're having T-shirts made to celebrate this grand event.
Good. How about little beer koozies, too?
We haven't descended to that level yet, but...
Well, 10 Cup Productions is expanding as we speak. I guess in closing, then, it might be just an opportunity for you to address your loyal fans out there. Anything you want to say?
My loyal fan? Well, we're honored anytime you guys visit the website, and we're really honored when you pony up and order a CD, and we love to hear from you. Our fans are all over the world, and we love the emails telling us what you thought of this song or what you liked about this, and when's the new CD coming out, and it spurs us on. It really does.
Well, thanks. I guess that's it, eh?
That's right. See you next go-round. Thank you for tuning in.